From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. First-time claims for jobless benefits fell sharply last week. That's according to the Labor Department. Analysts say it's evidence that employers are cutting fewer workers as the U.S. economy recovers. The numbers show that initial claims for unemployment insurance fell 24,000 to a seasonally adjusted 456,000. President Obama will be pushing Wall Street today to back his call for an overhaul of financial rules and regulations. He'll be doing so at New York's Cooper Union College, not far from Wall Street. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner tells CBS's The Early Show he believes the bill will get done in the Senate. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah says the legislation, though, has got to be balanced.
We really have to get this right, because if we don't, we could stifle innovation. We could stifle the free market, we could stifle our economy, and we could cause more harm than good.
Meanwhile, NPR's Margo Adler says New York's mayor is scratching his head about Mr. Obama's New York speech.
New York's mayor, Michael Bloomberg, says the only way he found out that President Obama was coming to speak at Cooper Union was by looking at blogs. In addition, Bloomberg, who introduced Mr. Obama before a speech at Cooper Union 2 years ago, told reporters he had an Earth Day event at the same time as the president's speech. What's more, he's not a fan of regulation and told reporters that the financial industry supports the city's firefighters and police with their taxes. Bloomberg has said a number of times that the city gains enormous financial resources from Wall Street. The president, on the other hand, reiterated his views that Wall Street needs to reform. According to the New York Daily News, Bloomberg's aide said the mayor was really not miffed at being left out. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Airline schedules across Europe are slowly returning to normal as airports continue working through the backlog of flights that had been grounded by volcanic ash. But as Larry Miller reports, a couple of countries were forced to shut some of their airspace earlier today.
Norway and Sweden have closed parts of their airspace due to a combination of shifting winds and a new cloud of volcanic ash. For the time being, at least, airports in Stockholm and Oslo remain open. Meanwhile, the airline industry and European governments are still counting the financial cost of the 6-day aviation shutdown. Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Atlantic Airways.
I don't think we'll ever see a blanket ban again. I think that, you know, lessons will be learned, and There'll be safe ways of dealing with this which won't cause the whole of Europe to get closed down.
Under EU law, European airlines are required to compensate stranded travelers, but at least one airline, budget carrier Ryanair, says it won't and wants the law changed. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Coast Guard helicopters are back in the air looking for 11 workers missing since an explosion aboard a platform off Louisiana. This is NPR News. Israeli officials say militants in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula today fired two Katyusha rockets at the Israeli port city of Eilat. Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports there are no reports of casualties or damage.
The Reuters news agency quoted Jordanian security officials as saying that one of the rockets struck a warehouse in the Red Sea town of Aqaba, while the other hit the waters off the coast. It was the first time in 5 years that rockets have been fired at the Red Sea resort of Eilat, one of Israel's most visited tourist destinations. The attack raised fears of increased tensions between militants in Sinai affiliated with Al-Qaeda and Israel. 2 weeks ago, Israel issued an urgent warning to all Israeli tourists in Sinai to return to Israel after they received intelligence of planned kidnapping of Israelis who would be taken to Gaza via an underground tunnel. Hamas, which controls Gaza, briefly ordered all tunnels closed. The warning came just after the Jewish holiday of Passover, when thousands of Israelis visited Sinai. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
NATO's current head says NATO remains committed to efforts to stabilize Afghanistan. NPR's David Green says that's some of what's come out of today's NATO summit in Estonia.
It's been a cycle at a lot of meetings of NATO. You know, the alliance makes very strong statements about how they are committed to the effort in Afghanistan. And then when ministers leave these meetings, a lot of countries are seen as not necessarily coming through on the commitments.
NPR's David Green covering those talks. Investigators in the Philippines say an electrical fire was reported on board a cargo plane that crashed. It killed three members aboard. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.